This is KERE News. I'm Eric Austin. Today, the latest installment of What My Students Taught Me. The series explores what teachers across Texas learn from some of their most challenging students. You'll hear from a Houston teacher working with students learning English for the first time. The teacher discovered anger is not always a personal thing, and how time can make all the difference. Houston Public Media Education reporter Laura Eisensee has more.
I find some of my best stories not at school board meetings, but just by talking to teachers and their students.
I'm Lotus Hoy. I am the ESL newcomer beginner teacher at Pershing Middle School.
When Hoy started teaching English as a second language here a few years ago, she felt right at home. Her own parents immigrated from China, so she had to learn English at school.
And as I was growing up, it was difficult for me to continually translate for my parents who spoke no English.
When her students come to Pershing Middle School from places like Central America, the Philippines, and Sudan, Hoy can relate to them pretty easily. But not last fall. About a month after classes had started, a new student showed up, Emiliano Campos. At 15 years old, he was older than the other seventh graders, and Emiliano was still struggling with the language.
I didn't like English because it was difficult to read and talk.
It wasn't just that English was hard. Emiliano says he'd see other students get bullied at school, or he'd be the target.
They say bad words of my state, Mexico, or United States.
He'd get frustrated, and that feeling would build up until the last period of the day when he went to Hoy's class. There, Hoy felt if she even looked at Emiliano the wrong way, he'd shut down, or worse.
You could see the anxiety building up and that he was ready to shout back at me or say something in a disrespectful manner.
Hoy says that disruption made it harder to teach other kids, and she took it personally.
The pushback that I felt was really, really hard. It's not something that I was used to having, and I knew that in my mind, something had to happen for me to connect with Emiliano.
Then, a few months into the school year, something happened. Another student got in trouble and was upset. Hoy saw Emiliano go to comfort him.
I went up to him. I was talking to him to make him stop crying.
When Hoy saw Emiliano show a softer side, she realized
that no, it's not him. It's totally me. I had to change the way I thought about students, especially students that had anger.
After that, Hoy says their relationship began to improve. Emiliano started to do more of his work and pass the class.
She taught me how to not be angry at things that can't pass by.
Now he's back in her classroom, not as a student, but as Hoy's teacher's assistant. It was Emiliano's idea. He wanted to spend his free period coaching other students struggling with English.
It makes me feel like I can do more things that I thought I couldn't do.
He has now gotten to the caliber of being a class leader. A leader as an eighth grader, somebody that other students respect.
Hoy says it made her very happy that Emiliano chose her class this time around. That, she says, was an honor. In Houston, I'm Laura Eisensee.
The What My Students Taught Me project is produced by public radio stations across Texas in partnership with the Teacher Project at Columbia Journalism School. You can hear all the stories at kerenews.org.